Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There, I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Yeah, let's get into it this morning. 585-252-9800. Some people have a lot they want to get off their chest this morning. I'm starting the timer, 7 minutes. And starting right now, anything goes. Hit us up on the text or the phone line. Liz is here and says, people who say family is everything are the people who only have good families.
True. There, I said it. That is very true.
There's a reason myself or siblings have never made that comment in our lives. Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, I do say that a lot. I do have a great family. Family is everything.
Yeah, that is very true. I couldn't agree with that more. Everyone was like, family over everything. It's like, what if your mom hates you? You know what I mean?
Definitely, we're very fortunate and lucky to have both come from good families. I know that's not everybody's situation. You guys could be a part of our family if you want.
Come through.
Breezy's dad's a financial advisor.
My mom's a retired teacher. They live in Florida. Come through. We can go down there together.
Come hang.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see here.
When's your dad going to invite me over to Rocco's or Rocky's in Canandaigua?
Oh, I mean, whenever he gets home.
Todd, you've been giving me mixed signals for the last 3 months, Todd. Are we going or not?
He's not even in the state, so...
Great.
I mean, when the second he goes wheels down, I'm sure he'll be belly up there waiting for you. So
drinking blue lights.
Of course. Let's see who else is here. If you're not successful in life, that does not mean you're a loser. There, I said it. Okay.
Well,
go deeper.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Go deeper. I need to do mine for today. I hate paying to run races. There, I said it. 5Ks, turkey trots, marathons, all of these things that I do enjoy. I love running a race. I love being a part of, you know, the camaraderie of it all.
Yeah.
But if I'm paying $40 to run and do something that I'm doing for free...
Right.
Now I'm so good.
I get it.
I don't need the bib. I don't need the medal. I don't need any of that stuff. I can just run the same route that you're running. My girlfriend hates this because I just pop into races. They don't. What do you need from me?
You are stealing. But I get it. You can pay $20-$40 to run in a marathon. You can go run on for free on someone's
sidewalk. Do you know how much my half marathon cost me? $150. $150.
To run where?
To run 13.1 miles.
Where?
In Corning.
Oh, here?
Well, it was downstate, but
in New York State, though. It's not like you're running the Boston Marathon.
No.
But they do have to pay for that stuff. I mean, they got to supply water.
It's just so stupid. So dumb.
So
expensive. But, like, I hate paying for things that I can do for free.
Listen, I give credit to anybody that wants to run a marathon that could do a full marathon in all, 26 miles? Good on you guys. I don't have the ambition to even come close to wanting to do that. I'm still trying to work myself up to wanting to do a 5K.
Yeah. You should do the turkey trot with us on Thanksgiving morning.
I'm going to. I think mine for today is I don't think corporations should be legally required to post job openings when they already know that the position's going to be filled. They already know who's filling that position. There, I said it. Stop wasting everyone's time. You know it's a total waste of time. For the person applying... And then the people that are actually posting that job.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. No, for sure.
Nate says, I agree with Breezy. Total waste of money.
So dumb. I like get in fights with my girlfriend about this all the time. She's like, you have to pay. I'm like, I'm not paying.
You're not doing it.
I'm not going to like reveal the ones I haven't paid for because I don't want to get, you know, whatever. But there's been a couple.
Intern Hannah, do you feel like spitting some hot fire this morning?
Have one this morning.
Oh, go for
it. Here she goes.
Yes. I think that people who read exclusively romance books should not act all high and mighty about the fact that they read.
Why romance now?
Not Colleen Hoover.
Colleen Hoover, because it barely feels like reading. You're not like engaging.
And also, Hannah, not for nothing. I love when you get on the mic because we just are in lockstep with everything.
Oh, yeah.
Not for nothing, but like, you know for a fact, these girly pops are just reading and purchasing this book to post it on their Instagram.
What am I right?
With their little hot dog legs.
Hold on.
Yeah. Their little hot dog legs.
Time out. Both of you. What are we talking about? Who is Colleen?
Colleen Hoover.
Romance novel.
She's an author.
Author.
I forgot the word. And...
Her books are
terrible.
Her books are wildly popular because one influencer somewhere at one time said, "This is the best book you'll ever read." And then all the girls were like, "Oh my God." And then
it's a steamy romance novel.
But you know it ends with us, the Blake Lively movie that just came out. That's her book.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's her book. Wasn't that a sad film?
No, it was terrible.
It was a bad film.
I mean, well, I liked the movie. Yeah, it was just really sad.
Yeah.
It was really sad. I watched it twice. So.
I personally love reading romance novels. I'm kidding. Okay. I've never read one in my life.
I don't know.
Yeah. This country is officially in turmoil. I called into work this morning and took the day off to have a mental health day. If people think the country is in good shape, they will soon find out how wrong they are. There, I said it. Thank you, Mandy. Let's all give Mandy a virtual hug this morning, shall we? There you go.
Aww. Yeah. All right.
Emotions are high.
Yeah, no.
Then I'll end up, who's this? Leanna? What's up, Leanna? My boyfriend refuses to wear protection. Oh, my God. Because he says nothing fits. Why do you guys lie? Trust me when I say he is nothing to call home about. There, I said it.
He means nothing fits because everything's too big. That's what he meant.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252.